How will James Gunn reshape the DCU? We answer that question and more this week on Only Stupid Answers. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Only Stupid Answers. This is the show where we answer your questions about movies, TV shows, comic books, James Gunn's, and Witchers. I'm excited to talk about this news with Roxy. I'm here, DJ. That's me. With me, as always, is Roxy. Hi, Roxy.
That's me, as always. With me is DJ. Hi, DJ.
Hi, I'm DJ. With me. No, we're talking about James Gunn taking over DC Studios with Peter Safran. Did I get his name right? I did. Yeah. That will be fun. We've also got some news. We're going to be talking about Henry Cavill leaving The Witcher, but for some reason, the show's still going on, which is a decision. It is a decision. But we're going to be getting into that in a minute. First up, listen, if you want to watch this show live with special stuff that I cut out, you can do that over at patreon.com/onlystupidanswers. We also have exclusive shows like What We're Into and Spider-Versity, where Sal and I talk about everything Spider-Man. We just covered the Morbius movies, and then What We're Into, Roxy and I talk about the stuff we can't fit into the main show, including the premiere of Titans season 4. I watched it and I have thoughts. You can give us 5 stars on iTunes, please, and thank you. And on Spotify, every week we ask you a question. Last week's question was, what is the scariest superhero movie? And Xavier Thomas said Hellboy 2. The Golden Army definitely had some of the creepiest monsters ever on screen. Anyone remember Troll Alley with all those gross creatures? But the Angel of Death has to be the scariest. And I think that is a good choice.
Who did we say?
I don't think this was actually.
That's Spider-Versity.
Yeah, it was a Spider-Versity film. Who did you say? We took a break. What would I say is the scariest superhero movie? Hellboy 2.
No, scariest villain, right?
No, just the scariest superhero movie. And I think the scariest superhero movie would probably be Fan 4 Stick. Because it's overall quality, but also if you recall, when they get their powers, they really went hard into the body horror aspect of it, and it didn't look great to be a Fantastic Four member, which I would argue is not the direction I would take that franchise. But that scene was effective. What about you, Roxy? Scariest superhero movie?
I think it would be Unbreakable.
Ooh, good choice. Good choice.
Right?
Yeah.
Or like, because that counts, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it does count. It does count.
Do you think that Doctor Strange 2 thinks it's the scariest superhero movie?
No, I think it evokes horror tropes, but I don't think it ever, like, I saw some people was coming out like, it's a horror movie. It's not. And I don't think, Sam Raimi's a pro. I think he is also aware that it is not a horror movie. He just knows how to do, it has stuff that, like, quote, slasher movies and other stuff like that, but it's not trying to, you know, would I argue that it has some of the scariest superhero movie moments? It is weird because superhero genre is not a genre designed to be scary. I feel like I'm definitely missing something. Like there's something in the back of my brain, like a superhero movie that's just a fun superhero movie, but there's a moment in it that's like genuinely like, oh, that's actually unsettling. What about Shazam with the seven deadly sins when they take out like the boardroom?
What about Werewolf by Night?
See, Werewolf by Night, I would slot in with Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness, where it's more of like horror vibes, but like fun. Like I don't think anything in Werewolf by Night is actually scary or even intended to be scary. It's just kind of fun. It's got fun, spooky vibes.
I think that we've found a wee bit of a hole in the genre.
Yeah. You mean opportunity, something that future movies could exploit?
Yeah.
I think New Mutants.
That is what I mean, DJ.
Yes. I think New Mutants wanted to do that. I think we could argue the efficacy of that. I think it did some things well. I don't know that the horror aspect was one of them.
I liked that movie.
Yes. But did you find it scary?
No, I wasn't even responding to what you just said. I just feel like New Mutants got ripped to shreds to the extent where I don't even know anymore, like what people consider to be good versus horrible, because it's such a thin line sometimes. And like the way that people shit on that movie was like, it was fine.
Yeah, it's. I'm going to be honest with you because this conversation comes from last week. We put up the first episode of our Morbius discussion. Me and Sal. If you want part two of that, that's over at Patreon.com/OnlyStupidAnswers. People shit on Morbius so hard, and in my opinion, Morbius is not worse than any of the Venom movies. It is of the same quality of the Venom movies, which people will come to the defense of as fun. And it's like, yeah, they're all kind of dumb fun. I don't know that like more. I would argue Jurassic. I had a worse time at Jurassic World Dominion than I did at Morbius.
I thought Morbius was fun enough.
Yeah, it's not good. I'm not arguing. See, it sounds like I'm arguing for Morbius. That is not what I'm doing. But what I'm saying is I have seen worse movies this year.
I feel you on
Yeah.
that.
Let's go into some news. Oh my goodness. So Roxy, basically we're playing catch up here. We had a week off and a lot of things happened in the previous week. One of those things was the news that Henry Cavill is leaving The Witcher, and instead of just saying, well, I guess our show's over now, they said, you know who the perfect replacement for Henry Cavill would be is Liam Hemsworth. And it's like, what? Why? Why? Not even against Liam Hemsworth. I just don't.
Why? Did you have somebody in mind you thought would have been better? Like, are you more weirded out by the fact that Henry Cavill's leaving, or more weirded out by the fact that Liam Hemsworth is the replacement?
I'm more weirded out that they didn't just say, oh, the lead, and one would argue the main draw of our show is leaving. I guess our show's over now. I think it's like, I guess we're just done with this show, as opposed to like, is anybody excited about Liam? Does anybody hear Liam Hemsworth's name and get excited when they hear it? You know what I mean?
I do think it's interesting the fact that we did hear this year that Liam Hemsworth was initially auditioning for Thor when Chris got the role, and that Liam was very close to getting it. Obviously, also his big franchise being The Hunger Games.
Sure.
I think that there is a lot of Liam left to be loved.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a lot of Liam on the table.
Yeah.
But people
take him or Liam.
But did you just make that up right now?
Yes.
It was so good, DJ.
I felt like you were coming. I feel like you were just right on the edge of a pun. I felt like it was right there, so I had to jump on it.
You should tweet that out.
All right.
You should say, I'll save in it. in terms of The Witcher, I could take him or leave him.
I could take him or Liam. Take the Witcher recasting, take him or Liam.
You should pause the whole show.
Okay, hold on, everybody. Stay tuned. Hold on. We got to tweet this out.
Okay, so I think that what is weird, though, is that Liam seemingly is getting a response as if he was like Army Hammer.
Okay.
Like, just in terms of like, I feel like people are dunking on him, and it's like, he didn't do anything.
Yes.
He's just like a dude taking a role, and like, I don't know. It is the Henry Cavill part, people being upset that he's leaving, I feel for.
Yeah.
The people being upset that Liam is the replacement, I'm like, wait, who did you guys want if it wasn't Henry?
Oh, or again,
I
think the answer is you don't do your show anymore. Like, it's like, that's your guy. That's the main. It'd be like if Stephen Amell was like, I'm not doing Arrow anymore. And they're like, well, I guess we're recasting Oliver Queen and Arrow. And it's like, well, don't do that. That's your main dude. Like, what are you doing? Which, by the way, I've been seeing some Stephen Amell news in the news, and he doesn't seem like that good a dude. Anyway, moving on from that, I do think if I was thinking like vibe wise and maybe star power wise, the only person that came to mind that I think would be the closest to a lateral move would be Alexander Skarsgård from Northmen.
Yeah, I love him.
Yeah, and he's got that similar, like, if you've seen The Northman, he's got similar, like, broody muscle guy vibes. That's just not the vibe I've ever gotten from Liam Hemsworth. And listen, like you said, there's a lot of Liam on the table. Maybe he'll blow us away. But I do think one of the big, big draws of The Witcher is Henry Cavill in The Witcher. And I don't know. I mean, a lot of the other cast is strong. If you wanted to do a spin-off without the Witcher, or maybe a Witcher season 4 with a different Witcher, I think that show wouldn't do very well. But I'm not sure Liam Hemsworth as Geralt is going to do well.
Okay, I know there are more options than this, but I just want to play a couple hypotheticals with you. Do okay, it. And just for the clarification of the people at home and myself, you are caught up on The Witcher?
Yes.
You will be watching Witcher season 3 with Henry Cavill.
I will.
Okay. So,
and I would even argue that I enjoy The Witcher.
Okay. Very good. Yeah. Very good, DJ. Mm-hmm. So my hypotheticals to you are, or would you rathers to you, I guess.
Yeah.
Would you rather Man of Steel 2 wait 4 or 5 years to start filming and get Henry Cavill to finish out The Witcher and have Man of Steel be pushed? Or would you rather Henry Cavill be replaced by Liam and get Man of Steel 2 in 2 years? Again, this is hypothetical because I know you said you would rather them end The Witcher. But I'm just saying, of those two options, what would you rather?
If you'd asked me this pre-end of Black Adam, spoilers for Black Adam, I would have been like, well, no, just have him keep being The Witcher. I don't need Henry Cavill to come back as Superman. And then just that brief moment at the end of Black Adam, again, with like the genuine warmth and stuff, is like, okay, maybe I'm in. Maybe I'm in. I guess maybe have him do Man of Steel. If that's where his heart is, have him do Man of Steel and whatever they do with The Witcher, and I'll just stop watching The Witcher. Question for you, Roxy. Did that adequately answer your question?
Yeah, it did, okay. But I also think that you shouldn't stop watching The Witcher.
We'll see. We'll give Liam a chance. I just, you know, hopes aren't high.
How do you know if you're going to take him or Liam?
I don't know. I'll check it out. Listen,
you don't take Liam first.
You got to take chances. I felt pretty burnt out after Obi-Wan. I wasn't going to give Andor a chance. I did, and boy, am I happy I did. So you got to give things a chance. Question for you, Roxy, and I've heard...
Yes, because DJ.
Obviously, the internet immediate speculation was, oh, I guess Man of Steel kept him from doing this. I don't know that tracks in my brain. It's not like... It's been like 2 years since the previous season of The Witcher, or however long. Time's weird right now. But the point is, I think Henry Cavill could fit in Man of Steel's in between The Witchers. So I'm not sure it's a one-to-one Man of Steel 2's happening, so Witcher's not happening.
You're talking about from a scheduling point of view. Yes. I'm talking about from a contractual point of view.
Ooh, elaborate.
I feel as if Warner Brothers was like, nah.
Nah, Witcher? Why?
I think they were like, we want you for Poppins. We're based, like, this is, you are now the center. Okay. I feel like the fact that Safran and Gunn are announced, then this happens.
Yeah.
Clearly means some to me, plans for Henry Cavill in the WB. We want you. You are our Superman. We don't want you simultaneously having to film The Witcher, leaving to film The Witcher, doing press for The Witcher, being on TV in general. Like, we want you exclusively to be Superman for the next 5 years.
Okay. So you think it is Superman is the reason he's no longer The Witcher?
I do. I don't know that Man of Steel is the reason, but I think Superman.
Superman
I
in feel general. Like,
yeah, I do think we are opening up a era of Superman door right now.
Okay.
If for some reason leaving The Witcher has literally zero to do with Superman, I think people are going to be pissed.
Well, it's the thing. I guess so. And I've also heard people, because these rumors were going around, circling around, and I've also heard people suggest this, although I think this is less likely. There were rumors circulating he might be in House of the Dragon season 2. And so that would...
Why would he leave Witcher to be in House of the Dragon?
Great question. Also, I'm just going to say, and I don't know that this would be true, if he is in the next season of House of the Dragon, I think that he's one of our younger characters aged up. And I wouldn't mind if we like paused pump the brakes on the time skips on that show. I loved season 1 of House of Dragon. We'll talk about what we're into. But you know what I mean? I feel like we can live in this era a little bit longer where the show ended.
Totally. Also, I think that it would be very, very weird to have, like, distracting to have Henry Cavill in that show. That doesn't seem to be the way of that show.
Yes. Good. Yes. Good point. I am excited for him to come back as Superman. I'm excited about what you floated about them utilizing Superman more again, especially if, again, he gets to actually act like Superman. And I will say my goodwill towards him as Superman, I've got more goodwill towards him as Superman because of stuff like The Witcher and his appearance in the Mission Impossible movies.
Yeah. I'm with you, DJ. It's so bizarre. I think Man of Steel came out in 2014.
Oh, wait. I have it right here. It came out in 2013.
Okay. Yeah. So Man of Steel came out in 2013. We started DC Movie News in 2014, which meant that we didn't have a DC movie come out for 3 years while doing the show, which was wild.
Yes.
That is less than a decade ago in which there were oftentimes years where you wouldn't have a movie for an entire property, which is bizarre. But anyway, and I think if you go back to those videos, I remember of the four of us on the panel being like, Henry Cavill doesn't move the needle for me.
Yeah.
His Superman is just not moving the needle for me. I don't think it's horrific, but like, he's not doing for me what I'm not clamoring for a Man of Steel 2.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way, since 2013, so in the last 9 years, I'm singing a different tune.
Yeah.
Like I at that point, I was saying it's just meh, whatever. And somehow between the release of the Snyder Cut, between the Mission Impossible movie, and I only saw season one of The Witcher, but season one of The Witcher, him consistently not shit talking DC and every time being like beautiful about it and saying the cape's in my closet, would love to don it again, but like just who he's kind of been in the media.
Yeah.
Between all of those things, I am clamoring for a Man of Steel 2.
Yeah.
And I think that's really strange that you would think with more time, I would be less likely to be like Man of Steel 2 because it's been so much time and so many other movies have come out. But after all these years, not only do I finally want a Man of Steel 2, I really want a Man of Steel 2. So that's bizarre.
It kind of reminds me of almost Andrew Garfield in a way, where it's like, hey, you know all your valid criticisms of those movies? Yeah, I wasn't the problem. You know what I mean? And so after seeing Henry Cavill and these other things, and like we were talking about the press, and like the more we learned that like, oh no, he's a genuine nerd. It's like, yeah, give him another shot. Let's do this thing. We're all excited for it.
Totally.
And it does tie into our conversation later. But real quick, we got some big casting this week for Agatha, Coven of Chaos. But I also wanted to mention casting that came out last week that I forgot to put in my notes. We got Aubrey Plaza is cast as somebody in Coven of Chaos, which feels like, yes, slam dunk. Of course. But also big week for Aubrey Plaza. She's in this season of White Lotus. We'll talk about that and what we're into. Also, last week, Yahya Abdul-Mateen II is going to be our Wonder Man. He's jumping ship, not necessarily jumping ship, but he's going from DC to Marvel. Thoughts, that's Roxy.
True. Yeah, I love Yahya Abdul-Mateen II, and in a more basic way, I love to look at him.
Mm-hmm.
He's also very talented, and I saw this and was like, that's fine by me. And then I saw the internet being like, this doesn't make sense. He's weirder, dorkier, nerdy, whatever. That doesn't make sense for the character. And I was like, I don't care what you guys say. Any time that we cast him, I'm into it.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Wonder Man's one of those characters that, like, you could... I am of the opinion, and I know people on the internet would disagree with me, you can kind of do whatever the fuck you want to, because it's not like... Even characters like Moon Knight and She-Hulk have had several long-running, ongoing series where they are the lead. That is not the case of Wonder Man. Like, Wonder Man, he's been around, whatever. I'm of the opinion that you can do whatever the fuck with Wonder Man.
Yeah, who cares?
Exactly. On the base level, no matter what, it's a comic character, who cares? But if you wanted to even get into a purist brain mindset, it's Wonder Man, who cares? Like, it's... And the only thing that I know sticks in my brain with Wonder Man and forgive me if I'm off base. I'm sorry. I'm not super Wonder Man literate. He was an actor. The character was an actor before he became a superhero. So you need to cast somebody that's super actor handsome. Guess what you did? Good job. And also he's got like ionic powers, which actually kind of makes him line up a little bit with Dr. Manhattan. So nailed it twice in my opinion. But
what's ionic?
Ionic is, I there's probably a real term. It's like a quantum in comics. It's whatever the fuck you want it to mean. It's magic energy powers. And to the point, and somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, I think there's points in the comic where, like Dr. Manhattan, he doesn't really have a true corporeal form. Like, his body that we see is something he's made from energy to exist in the world. So again,
okay, but not a shapeshifter.
Not a shapeshifter that I'm aware of. He just can become energy, basically. And so again, two for two, I think you nailed it. Also, as Roxy, as you were mentioning, incredibly talented. So now it's incredibly smart casting, because now all of a sudden I care about Wonder Man and I didn't before. So
yeah, that's, I just wonder how many people who are upset about this casting are actually upset about this casting.
100%, kind of like the people upset with She-Hulk. Yes, I agree. I think you might be onto something there.
And I could be wrong. There could be some big stands out there who are like, not my Wonder Man.
Whatever. But again, even then, that feels disingenuous, because have you seen his other performances? Did you see him in Watchmen? Did you see him in Aquaman? Like did you see him in Candyman? Incredibly talented, very talented actor.
He's really good. He's really good. I'm hoping for Big Blue Dong in this.
You might. I wouldn't hold my breath on Disney Plus for that one in particular. But hope springs eternal. What about for Aubrey Plaza? Are you hoping for some Big Blue Dong for Aubrey Plaza?
Yeah, I am. I am. I think she would fucking love that.
Yes.
A show that you and I used to talk about back in the day, Legion. I feel like that really made me be like, ooh, this girl can act. You know, I loved Parks and Rec. I feel like that, and actually interesting to think about what all of them are doing on that show, like Severance being my favorite show, Adam Scott being there.
Yep.
Just a lot of them have done massive things. Chris Prattgate, all the things. Yep. But I think that she is like phenomenally quirky.
Yeah.
In a way that she brings so much energy to each character. She's just, it's one of those people you can watch paint dry. Like, mm-hmm. She just has got it. So I am really excited for her in anything. You know that this is a show that I'm not super clear on why we're doing it.
Same.
And so it's like, on the one hand, they've gotten excited because I really like people involved with the show.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I don't have any fucking understanding of why the show exists, and somehow WandaVision managed to be a lot of people's favorite MCU show, mm-hmm. when for me, they took my favorite character and made me not love a show. Mm-hmm. So my faith in this show, what is it? Agatha Explains It All?
Yeah. Now, Agatha, what was it? Agatha is responsible After for everything? All, it was Agatha, it was Agatha all along. Got all it. Along. We got it.
I'm like, okay. A little nervous.
Yeah, I do wonder if maybe this show is a gate. Because why are we doing this? Because Marvel hasn't been shy about like not doing things. Like oh, we don't need to do this. You know, and pivoting. Like the Armor Wars is going from a show to a movie, right?
Right.
So clearly there's a reason to be doing this. And I wonder if the reason is maybe this is our way of reintegrating Wanda back in. I have a theory that if you look at the timeline they posted, I know she'll have to shift it around. There's a few projects in between Kang Dynasty, Avengers Kang Dynasty, and Avengers Secret Wars. And I'm thinking about all the, you know, the multiverse stuff. Like, we might get multiple Spider-Mans, Captain America's, Iron Man's in Secret Wars. There's a lot going on. It's not like, one of the things I thought Endgame did that was really smart was pull everything back to our core base Avengers team, basically. I don't know that you can do that with Secret Wars. So I think some of those projects in between might.
And you think that our core is just like 25 people at the core?
I mean, but are you talking about for Secret Wars?
No, you said Endgame.
Endgame. Well, but Endgame brought it back. Everybody vanished. So Endgame was Iron Man, Captain America, Hulk, Black Widow for a bulk of the movie. It was our core Avengers team, give or take a War Machine and a Nebula. I don't think
give or take.
Yeah,
take him or leave him.
And I don't think you can do that with Secret Wars. So I'm thinking a couple of those projects in between Kang Dynasty and Secret Wars will be like direct tie-ins, like not just post-credit scene in Ant-Man that tells you where Ant-Man is before Endgame, like full-on tie-ins. And I think that's where we get. There's a comic called Young Avengers Children's Crusade where the Young Avengers are trying to find Wanda. And I think Wanda, my point is, long story short, I think Wanda coming back is a key component of either Kang Dynasty or Secret Wars. And I wouldn't be surprised if something like Covenant of Chaos is laying the groundwork for that.
Okay. So does that make you more excited then?
Not necessarily that. Aubrey Plaza being in it does. Yes. Seeing her play off Catherine Hahn, yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, I feel you. And I still love Catherine Hahn.
Yes. Yes.
And Agatha really was explaining it all.
She did. Agatha explained it all. And that's why everything in that show made perfect sense. No notes.
Did you ever watch Clarissa Explained It All?
Of course I did, Roxy.
Okay, so the way that I just keep combining those in my mind is really unfortunate.
And that show, I would watch that show. If it was Agatha in a Clarissa role just explaining life lessons, I'd watch that show, Roxy. I'd watch it.
You're not wrong that it would be spectacular.
Yeah. And listen, maybe we'll get some of our other horror boys in there. Maybe Werewolf by Night will pop in. Maybe we're going to lay the groundwork for a Supernatural team. I just feel like there's a reason that show is still on the docket, despite it seeming like why.
Well, that would be the perfect thing for it if they really wanted to do like an Agatha thing. Don't you think they could have just made it a special for next December like they did with...
Yes, now that you say that out loud, yes, 100% they should have.
Yeah, like that would have been great. I would have actually been excited for that.
Yes,
like
agreed.
They were like coming next December. Mm-hmm. Agatha all along.
Yeah.
Agatha explains it all.
Actually, 100% now that you said
What a great Halloween spooky special. And she's so witchy woman. So it makes like perfect sense tonally. And then put Aubrey Plaza in that. And I'd be like, oh my God, I can't wait for this. But a whole series on it? I'm just like, on what, dog?
Mm-hmm.
On what?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I feel you. All right. Now we're going to transition to talking about James Gunn taking over DC. But first, another ad. God damn it. All right. We are back. And of course, the biggest news that dropped last week that I had to talk about with Roxy was James Gunn and Peter Safran were announced as the new, they together combined like Voltron are the Kevin Feige for DC Studios. That's what it's being called now. And right off the bat.
And just DCU now.
Did they, I heard them talking about, is that like a confirmed thing?
Yeah. So it's DC Studios is what they're co-chairs of and they are running the DCU.
Got it. And I think we got a question from Leonard Kim right off the bat that kind of like lays it all out. What direction do you think Gunn Safran will take with DC Studios? Will they build towards a cinematic universe or create a standalone projects, just movies or combo movies and shows, separate universes existing at once or whatever the Batman universe is? So basically separate universes. Roxy, this is a week old news. But you need to tell us what you think, how they're going to lead this whole thing.
Well, honestly, I have been thinking about it for a week about like, what do I even want them to do?
Yes. And I think that's how I'd kind of like to divide this is what do we think they, what do we want? And what do we think they will do?
I think that there's a lot of wild cards that is preventing them right now from even saying what they're going to do.
Yes.
One of those big wild cards, of course, being the Flash.
God damn it.
You know, currently Ezra Miller is facing up to 26 years in prison. That is a substantial amount of time.
That is, I bet they will not take a single step into prison, but the fact that they are even facing that amount of time is troubling.
No, I definitely don't think that they're going to see any prison cell anytime soon, but I do think that Gunn and Safran would be kind of moronic to like be like full speed ahead with Ezra. That's all aboard, choo choo. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think that they're just like not touching that with a 10-foot pole at this moment, which it plays to the, and I'm not specifically talking about The Flash, the movie. I'm talking about The Flash, the character.
Yeah.
Meaning, like, that's a big part of what I'm sure a nerd like Gunn wants to do is something to do with the Justice League. You know, I think in anybody's dream of dream worlds that is running DC, what they do is they put the Justice League together right.
Yeah.
They figure out the Man of Steel situation. They either bring back Batfleck or they have a solid Batman, figure that out, put that in place. Aquaman blows us out of the water and the Amber Heard stuff is not an issue for people. And the Aquaman annihilates Wonder Woman. Just is like the third one is doesn't get that mixed review that the second one does. And does not make comments on the Middle East that it's biting off more than it can chew. And they talk to Ray Fisher and Ray Fisher's like, love you guys, back in Cyborg in the house. And that's in a dream of dream world. I'm sure that's something that they're considering.
Yeah.
Like, can we start doing solos for all these people? Slowly bring in Shazam and Black Adam, despite The Rock saying that he doesn't want to fight against Shazam.
Yeah, and considering comments Zachary Levi has made, I don't really care.
I missed it. What happened?
He's talked about how great he thinks Jordan Peterson is, and that's tough. It's not the worst. Listen, it's not the worst thing we've heard celebrities say even this week. But I just not a fan of it.
It's a bummer too, because you never know when a celebrity hears one speech of somebody's or like 1 5-minute clip and is like, that person's brilliant. And then it's like, Jordan Peterson can fool a lot of fucking people in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
But if you know who Jordan Peterson is,
yes,
and you love him,
yeah,
you're a crazy person.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, though, I think that right now, if they are talking about what are all of our options, that has to be one avenue they are thinking about.
100%.
That doesn't mean it's the avenue they should go with.
Yeah. Or the avenue, especially when you're bringing in the Ray Fishers, an avenue they can accomplish.
Right. It doesn't mean it should be what they could go with, or that they, if they even wanted to, that they could. Because I do think that I am curious. I haven't checked in with A over E in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Accountability over entertainment, Ray Fisher's famous, how he signs off. But his biggest issue seemed to be with Hamada.
Yeah.
And so curious what his thoughts. I mean, I don't think, unless I'm misremembering, that there is a Safran gun Ray Fisher issue.
Yes.
So I wonder if he would be open to that,
mm-hmm.
or if that even would be what's best for him.
Yeah.
You know, so curious about that. But that would be one avenue. Another avenue they have to be thinking about, because they have 4-year contracts.
Yeah. Which is honestly not a lot of time.
Not a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
Because in that time, you need to reslate,
mm-hmm.
pre-pro, film, and release a movie.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just not that much time. So the second thing they must be thinking about is looking at their successful projects and just focusing on that for 4 years. So that would be the Batman.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the reports were varying about whether Matt Reeves's properties have jurisdiction over.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the Batman includes those 15 spinoffs we've talked about.
Yes.
The Joker obviously worked well for them. Could keep hitting singles with Shazam, with Black Adam, with, you know, do another Harley Quinn movie or another The Suicide Squad. Gunn's there. So they might be thinking about, like, let's just do some individual movies we know are going to work for the next 4 years. And then the third option would be to completely blow us out of the water with something that we're not thinking of right now.
Yeah.
Recast, start over. Give us a new everybody, you know, round out what you've done in one movie, do some kind of a Justice League 2 situation,
mm-hmm.
get it in the water, and then start from scratch. I think those would probably be three of the options that are on the table.
Yes. Yeah, I think those are the three most solid options. We've talked about this before. And like I mentioned before we were airing, for those watching live at patreon.com/onlysuperanswers, I was on a podcast with friend of the show, Hector Navarro and Joelle Monique on their Comic-Con Metapod, and we talked a little bit about this. And I know in the past I've been, because of the casting issues and all the other things, I've been kind of bullish about the idea of like, kind of phase out, let's phase out our Jason Momoa's Aquaman and our Gal Gadot's Wonder Woman and the stuff that's working, and kind of build off of the Batman into a new shared DC universe. That feels less likely now that we've definitively got Henry Cavill coming back.
That's the linchpin in all of this, is that Henry Cavill, that like, it's not rumors anymore. We saw him.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think it would be crazy that if they did that and that's the last time we see him and he was announced to leave The Witcher. Like, that would be mind blowing.
Egregious, some might tell. But I do think the Batman does give them a gift, because I do think, if you were able to go to Ben Affleck and be like, listen, dude, you don't need to worry about headlining a Batman trilogy. You don't need to be, we just need you to show up in these teen movies or in these small cameos, and we're going to back up the money truck. And you are that. And then Matt Reeves, he has been very vocal about, he just wants to do Batman stuff. He doesn't want Superman or whatever to show up. I think that's a bummer, but whatever. And so Robert Pattinson gets to be their Batman movies, but Ben Affleck gets to be their Batman of the Justice League movies.
But then there's no Batman movie, you're saying?
With Ben Affleck as a standalone. And I think that's your way, because I think that's beneficial, because I don't get the impression that's what he wants.
What about Michael Keaton?
I think that's fucking crazy. I think he's like, hey, listen, we like Michael Keaton's Batman. He's a Batman from a completely different era.
I just mean, what do you think they're legitimately doing with him?
I think that, what they're doing with him, I think the idea of having him be the Batman of that universe was crazy, and I think they're rightfully kind of phasing that out, because it sounds like he was going to have bits in Aquaman that they're now reshooting with Ben Affleck. And whatever deal you had with Michael Keaton, I'm sure you could do with Ben Affleck. Like, you know what I mean? It's not like Michael Keaton was going to be doing backflips in a Batman movie. You know what I mean? Like,
the one thing I would say, though, and then this is probably still possible because of the way that you're pitching it, but Michael Keaton doesn't seem to be very interested in making his own movies. Ben Affleck seems to be very interested in producing, directing, and starring in, or just directing. You know, he seems to be very interested in being a filmmaker.
Yeah. And you know what would help him afford his multiple houses and cars while he does that is occasional Batman cameos.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
So
imagine how much money he would make to be on screen for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, whatever money they were going to pay Keaton, you know, they obviously offered him something enough to lure him back into the cape and cowl. It's like, I'm sure that would work for him. And so then you do, listen, man, you just need to be one of the dudes in our Justice League movie. I know Hector mentioned the idea of, you know, a few years ago, there was a Justice League versus Suicide Squad comic, doing that as a movie to kind of bring everybody under one roof, as kind of like, hey, here's where we're at, and then spin off from there, like basically as a reset. And you can also use Flash is kind of a soft reboot. What do you think about this, Roxy?
Okay.
Ezra Miller had some problems with them, right? They need to go figure their stuff out. What if James Gunn
putting
was like...
Putting it mildly.
You have to put it as gently as possible. What if James Gunn was like, I got you, fam. Chris Pratt as Barry Allen.
I feel like they would boo him off stage. Like.
Which is, I think, just a general response to where Chris Pratt is and stuff, as opposed to like, I actually, that is a role. I don't know that I like him as Mario. I think he was miscast in Jurassic World. Barry Allen actually might not be a stretch for Chris Pratt.
I don't know. He's like age wise and like type wise. I don't know. Do you think that it is possible that they phase out, they as in Peter Safran and James Gunn and DC in general, phase out Barry Allen and have Wally West be the new Flash?
That would be what I would do. I don't think so. I think that that's what I would do, because I think Wally West is a more interesting character and he's the Flash that I grew up with. But I think Barry Allen's the one we put in a movie. Barry Allen's the one that headlined a show. Barry Allen's the one that we're pushing down everybody's throats. So I think it makes more sense to me. again, just from growing up with the comics, to say to retool it so that Barry Allen's Flash dies in the Flash movie and he is replaced with Wally West. That way you don't have to worry about even people comparing. Similar to what we were just talking about The Witcher. Like, if Liam Hemsworth was in The Witcher, cool. Liam Hemsworth being The Witcher? Well, now, but Henry Cavill's The Witcher in my brain. Having Wally West do it, I think, frees you up from that comparison. I don't think that's what they're going to do. I think they're going to recast Barry Allen.
I'm not trying to be smart or cute right now. I genuinely don't remember. Did The Flash end this season?
Next season. We get a short season 9 that starts in 2020. What are we, 2? So 2023.
Are we going to watch it?
I am. I think I made the decision last night that it's the last season. It's where this whole thing... It's not where only stupid answers.
What are you going to do about the previous
season? I don't care.
All right, I'll watch it with you.
Cool. I'm just going to start cold. And yeah. We'll see. Listen, it might burn me out quick, but I just feel like that's where Sam and I started doing this bullshit, is that. I know. So it's like I feel like I owe it to the show. You know what I mean?
I know. I feel you.
Yeah.
I feel you. Yeah, I know. I stopped at
season 6 or something? I'm trying to remember.
I hung in way longer than you did.
Yeah.
And it's been a minute since I've been watching.
Yeah.
But I didn't see Superman and Lois season 2.
Neither did I. And I liked season 1.
Yeah, me too. Mm. So that's how you know. And I never saw a single episode of Stargirl.
First season of Stargirl was good. I did not keep up with it. So, because you know what happened is suddenly that wasn't the only game in town for superhero shows.
Yeah, I know. Oopsies. Yeah, because it's like when you want to sit down to watch, if you can watch one superhero show a week, if you're going to sit down and watch The Flash instead of Peacemaker.
Peacemaker's so good. You effortlessly, Roxy, segued us into another part of this conversation.
I got you.
CW is not what it's been bought by Nexstar or whatever the fuck. Who knows what's going on there? The last remaining of those CW superhero shows is Superman and Lois. Do you think they will do what they've been doing and say each show is kind of its own universe, or maybe we have another Berlantiverse or whatever? Or do you think they'll do, with this switchover, they'll look at what Marvel's doing as like, no, every single DC thing now needs to be part of this larger superstructure?
But they're already in a position where that's not the case.
With Batman and Joker?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't think that they... I don't think so, because... They're already in a position where that's not the case, and it seems like they're going deeper into that position.
Yeah, I think that would be good, because something I liked about I kind of liked where we were like, hey, we're just going to do what works. You like Aquaman? Cool. Aquaman has 2 lines that reference Justice League. Who cares? And we just move on. Like, just don't get so hung up on what the MCU is doing. But because of the MCU success, I feel like they'll look at like, no, every show now needs to be a spinoff of either the Batman or the Suicide Squad. Like, it can't be just like I can't imagine. We'll talk about what we're into Titan season 4, and we're getting a Doom Patrol season 4, knock on wood. I mean, they're filming it. It's in my eyeballs, I'm not going to believe it's happening. But I can't imagine them getting a season 5. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
This is crazy town USA, okay?
Yeah.
What do you think if there is not a Man of Steel 2, mm-hmm. if the reason Henry was pulled from The Witcher is because there is going to be a Superman TV show?
I agree with you. That's crazy town, and I don't think that would happen. I'd be down for it, though.
Like an 8-episode best show you've ever seen in your life show.
Yeah, I'd watch it. Let's get Tony Gilroy from Andor. Hey man, what do we need to pay you to come over here and write our Superman show?
Dude, you're loving that show so much, and so is everybody.
So good, Roxy. It's so good. But yeah, I think that would be incredible. Sorry, Tyler Hoechlin. You're great. Sorry, because that would 100% mean that show is going away. If they're doing a Henry Cavill show, sorry, Superman and Lois, you're done for. Amy Adams did HBO shows. It's not out of the realm of possibility that you could get those two to do a show together. I don't know. I think where we're at is you're hiring James Gunn and Peter Safran to make the DCU that we have work. And I think there's merit in that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Last thing, and I did not see this from the original comments, and so thank you, Danny, for posing this in the Discord. How does Zaslav not know when the last Superman movie was made? I didn't understand what that question meant, and then I saw Zaslav's comments. He said, we're going to have a real focus on franchises. We haven't had a Superman movie in 13 years, and we haven't had a Harry Potter movie in 15 years, and Cartoon Network schedules replied to this by saying the last Superman movie, 2013's Man of Steel, was 9 years ago. The last Harry Potter movie was Fantastic Beasts, which came out in April, so 7 months ago. And the last Harry Potter movie that has Harry Potter in it came out 11 years ago. So he's thrice wrong. He's wrong on every level, and that is unsettling and hilarious.
He's adjusting for quarantine math.
Cool.
2 years was really 4 years was really 0 years. You don't know, DJ. Wow,
this guy sucks. He sucks. Sorry, I don't know. Yeah. He seems like he sucks. That's it from us.
You don't like him?
David Zaslav? No. He seems like a bad canceling Batgirl and all that stuff. He's in all those Cartoon Network shows.
I was being facetious.
Oh, cool. No,
nobody likes Zaslav.
And he probably, like, and he's probably the type of person that loves that. He's probably the type of person that gets rock hard that nobody likes.
For sure.
Cool. What a cool world we've built for ourselves. Listen, everybody, you know what is cool? The World Girls. Roxy, what are the World Girls up to?
All the different things. We are currently working very hard on our 2023 calendar.
Oh, snap.
New calendar shoot every year. We've got a sick theme for this year that we have not announced yet, but it's very cool. And we filmed an episode on shooting the calendar that will be coming out later this month. The actual calendar will be released in a couple of weeks. So that is where our efforts are. TheWorldGirls.com. Go over there and you can see everything we're doing.
Go check it out. You can find me at DJ Talks Trash. You can follow the show everywhere that matters at Only Stupid Answers, but on Twitter.
I think that was from Stupid.
And we will see y'all next week, hopefully, with a Black Panther review. Stay tuned.